Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, into the happy hour, 5:01 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. You got some great baseball happening right now. Yankees have just tied it 1-1 on a homer by former Colorado Rocky, Ryan McMahon.
He hit it off a lefty to Tony.
Lefty on left.
And I looked him up with the Yankees after the trade at midseason. He hit no home runs against a lefty and batted 111. Yet Aaron Boone had him
Turn
up there.
It.
He's watching the Brewer game while I'm saying that.
Sorry.
But yet Aaron Boone had him up there, right? I mean, you just don't
there's
know baseball.
There's nothing
it's
analytics
crazy.
About that. He said, you know what? I like the way
he
looked.
Right?
Go ahead.
And he homered, so they're tied at one. The Brewers have...
I'm pretty sure, though, that would have probably only been a homer in about two parks in Major League
right.
Baseball.
It was one of those right field jobs.
This one yeah. being one.
Yeah. Brewers are trying to get even in the eighth inning. They have first and third with two outs, trailing 4-3. So we'll keep you up
so,
to date.
So before we get into the happy
yeah,
hour,
we're gonna do it.
Chris Ello has a yawning situation.
I do, and I'm so glad to have this this moment.
You've been waiting your entire radio career for
much,
this.
Pretty much, it all started when I was a young sports writer for the LA Times here in San Diego. And we had weekly meetings like everybody else does, and we'd sit around the table and share ideas. After one of those weekly meetings, my boss at the time, Dave Distel, all-time great guy, rest in peace, great writer, taught me everything about everything in the journalism, pulled me aside and said, Chris, you have got to stop yawning in the meetings. You look like you don't care at all. And, you know, we're all trying to get something done here, and I look over every single time you're yawning. It's you know, distracting, and it's quite annoying. Well, I've been hearing about this my whole life, because I yawn evidently quite often.
Yes, I can attest.
And people, my wife has been on me.
I actually don't get on you for this.
All right. Well, here's the thing about yawning that people need to know. And this comes from WebMD. I didn't make this up. This is it. Yawning is a common reflex. You open your jaw wide. You take a deep breath. Breathe out. It lasts about 4 to 7 seconds. Yawning, nobody knows exactly why we do it. But new studies suggest that yawning may not be a sign at all that you're tired. And it's definitely not a sign that you are bored.
Right.
As most people believe.
Right.
Basically, what they think in all the studies about yawning is that you have a little bit of an insufficient amount of air at that moment, and yawning helps you take in some extra air. That is what it is. It has nothing to do with being tired. It has nothing to do with being bored. So anytime you're talking to me, if I yawn, it's because I need a little more air. That's it. And stop it with the whole bored thing, because it doesn't mean that.
This came about.
It means that to people.
Right.
But it's not
it's
that.
It's like an old wives' tale or something.
That's right.
Right? Like, this has come about because last segment there was
Jazz Chisholm
was being crushed because in the third inning of an elimination game he was yawning.
Right,
not because he was bored, because he needed a little air. Apparently,
need a little air. And here's the another just a download. Just to read it in out.
Huh?
It involves It helps open the airway, may serve to increase oxygen intake. There you go.
Why are we studying yawns all of a sudden?
Well, I'm doing it because I've been trying to defend myself.
I'm saying
we're
like
studying
doctors.
Yawns because we have Twitter. That's why.
Okay, you're right.
We got Twitter. He's yawning. He doesn't care. Let me put this out there.
Yeah.
This guy sucks because he doesn't care about what he's doing. He just yawned.
George Steinbrenner would grab him.
He would grab him by the ear and drag him off the field.
That is interesting, Chris. I did not know that.
Yeah, and I've been looking to get that out for... See, I started at the LA Times in the mid-80s, so it's about 40 years in the process of getting that.
I'm not tired.
Not bored. Stop it. My wife gets me every time. And, you know, I get what she's saying because we are with a group of people,
right.
And they all think that I must
yawning,
be bored.
Right, or tired.
But I'm not.
But why is it that I usually only yawn at the end of a day?
It says that most
you
yawning
need
does
a little
take...
more air.
Evidently, when you wake up or about to go to bed, that's normally when you need the air, so you yawn. But it is mentioned in here that most yawning does happen early in the morning or later at night.
That is okay. That makes me feel better because some mornings I yawn like crazy, and I'm like, man, I got to get through this whole day. I'm tired. I'm yawning all over the place. This
need more
crazy.
Air, Scrape.
Yeah,
get some
air. You're not even tired.
You know what? If we all just walked around with oxygen tanks on our back, none of us would probably yawn.
Nope.
There you go.
Lou says, I used to yawn during timeouts in our volleyball games in high school. You definitely needed air if you're playing volleyball.
Right, you just probably
so,
needed air.
So my question is, when you went back into those meetings after having this conversation,
I'm so aware of it.
Were you like covering your mouth?
I have covered my mouth.
Chris,
secondly...
Chris passed out because he kept...
Right, I'm trying to hold a yawn and I just, my eyes popped out trying to hold a yawn in.
That's really
Chris,
funny.
Chris, your eyeball's rolling around. I know, but at least I didn't yawn.
Yep.
That's too funny.
That is pretty funny.
So there, I don't know if that'll close the whole argument on yawning forever, but at least I got that side of it out there.
The thing with Jazz Chisholm is, like, there's no way that he is bored during a game.
Pretty
come
hard
on,
to believe.
Come on, guys. Like, this is silly. Like, you think this guy is out there bored? He was just pissed off the first game because he didn't start.
Yeah.
So he's all of a sudden, like, bored?
If he was yawning while he wasn't on the field and he wasn't playing, then maybe he's tired.
And guess what? It still would have meant that. It would have meant he needed some air at that point, too.
Tony's never going to forget this.
Along the similar lines to this.
Oh, wait. Heather says on the chat, evidently listening to yawn talk makes one yawn.
Heather's yawning? Yeah. Sorry Fair about enough. That, Heather. Brewers did not score. Keller struck
they
out.
They loaded the bases up.
The hitter, yeah. So
after
4-3.
Keller came in almost like he did against the Padres and couldn't find his zone.
Bottom of the eighth coming up. Cubs still lead 4-3. All right, here's my my comparison to the yawn. See if this takes it all. In the Super Bowl, famously, one time before, with his team trailing 2 minutes to go and the ball on their own 8-yard line during a TV timeout, Joe Montana looked over to the sideline and said to everybody in the huddle, hey, there's John Candy. I don't know if you've ever heard this story.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's probably heard
it.
My point is, nobody was ever critical of Joe Montana in that moment. As a matter of fact, people thought, that makes him great, that he was able to relax and actually be aware of his surroundings. But to the other point on the yawning, couldn't somebody say, shouldn't he have been focused on what he needed to do? He needed to go 92 yards to win the Super Bowl. Shouldn't he have been to get ready and getting, you know?
Right.
It's similar in my way of thinking.
Yeah, when I was...
We applauded him for that ability.
Yeah.
That's certainly not locked in.
He wasn't locked into the drive yet.
You know what he's locked into? Knowing that his teammates were nervous and needed something like that down to field and score. Did John Taylor catch that touchdown to win?
He did.
Number 82 down the middle.
Forgotten moment. Oh, go ahead.
From the chat, Olympic speed skater Apollo Ohno used to force himself to yawn before races for that reason.
To get more oxygen. Very good.
There you go.
You guys are learning a lot here.
I learned a lot today.
Yeah, me too.
No longer going to be able to tell Tony, oh, you're yawning because you're tired and you're bored.
Yeah,
no,
you know what,
no,
though,
no.
Tony? They're going to tell you.
Yeah, I know.
They're going to tell you anyway.
So,
oh man, we're getting some yawn facts over here.
now it's getting a little crazy.
Derek says yawning is also linked to social mirroring, which means I think because you know when sometimes you yawn, it's contagious. Everybody
they
else
say 100%.
I don't know that the study's been done on that.
We gotta wait for more data to come in.
Can you imagine you become a scientist? And they're like, your first thing is to watch people yawn and take down the information.
Mr. Scraby, you're going to go try to find a cure for cancer. Mr. Ello, can you come in here and work on the yawn study, please?
You're a professional yawner. Why don't you come in here?
Yeah. All right. Let's step away. Let's get to break.
We're a little early.
A little early. We got to get to the Trey Wingo.
I could have filibustered for about 35 seconds there, but, you know, whatever. Fine. We can continue to keep it going a little bit there, Scrape. Your boy Brock Purdy's still not practicing, huh?
I'm telling you what happened.
What happened?
Brock Purdy got hurt in the first game. He couldn't play in the second game. Mac Jones re-injured his knee in the second game. Oh. Don't think he could go for the third game, so they put Brock Purdy back in to go for the third game. Re-aggravated his toe. I have a feeling he's going to deal with this all year.
Is this the year of the toe? Like, I mean,
it must be.
It's like the weirdest injury, but we've got Burrow out for 3 months with a toe. Your boy Purdy out for a few weeks with a toe.
More than a few weeks. He's going to be out 5 weeks a month at this point. Wait, we're going into week six, so he's missed everything but two games.
Okay, Purdy, you filibustered long enough.
And Purdy was 1-1.
Mac Jones. Oh, yeah. There's a big
quarterback controversy.
Hey, let me tell you, 49er fans, the paycheck that Brock Purdy's getting.
Wait, what 49er fans are
there's
listening?
Lots of them. There's
like,
lots of them.
Come on.
The paycheck that Brock Purdy receives every Friday, whenever they get paid, tells me that he's going to be the starter when he's healthy.
Okay. Morgan and Chris on the other side. Here's some traffic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
5:18, happy hour continuing. Cub fans will be happy in two more outs, or at least they hope they will. 4-3, Cubs over the Brew Crew. Andrew Vaughn, pinch hitting, leading off the ninth inning, flies to right. Cubs obviously are facing elimination. They scored all four of their runs in this game in the first inning, and they've been hanging on ever since. Brewers are down to Blake Perkins and Kristen Yelich. Coming up against the closer, Brad Keller. We'll keep you up to date. Yankees batting in the bottom of the fourth. Tied at one in that game against Toronto.
Uno.
Yes, earlier Detroit stayed alive, beat Seattle 9-3. All right, Scraby and Tony and I have been, we've talked about it quite a bit, and that is the world of the LIV golf. We don't like the fact that it's, you know, it certainly hasn't ruined the PGA. I don't think yet.
I will tell you right now, I've watched less golf because of this.
Right.
than ever
what I was going to say. It's ruined golf.
I don't know if it's ruined the PGA.
Yeah. PGA Tour is fine, but the fans are not.
The fans aren't into
it
as much, unless it's the Ryder Cup and the fans are acting like morons.
And then they're way too into it.
So, you know, and a lot of it has to do with this LIV world where they've taken a lot of the. And the perceived split of the two. But maybe, what should we say, Scraby? The golden goose that is the LIV or the, you know, whatever, chicken that laid the golden egg for all these guys that got all that money.
It might be not running out, but eventually their contracts are
going to
run out.
Might be moving on. Yeah, Goose is like, I don't want to lay
anymore. What is going to happen
here
to the LIV? Is it going to just keep going? We heard the story a couple weeks ago or last week that they lost $1 billion.
Yeah.
And so how long are they going to keep being willing to do that? So take it from there.
Trey Wingo, Tony sent this morning. First thing I watched of the day was this, and I was like, let's go dig. Because Trey Wingo, to me, hits the nail right on the head.
This is Trey Wingo, formerly of ESPN.
Yes. And a guy that's into golf who was actually asked to be the voice of LIV, and he said no.
Yes.
Which is tough to do, but it's a very smart thing.
They offered him a boatload of money to do it, too.
Right. Yeah, and it's very smart. But he had this comment about some of the contracts coming up, and he puts this in the best way I've ever heard anyone put it. So here's Trey Wingo.
You knew what you signed up for, and you knew what was going to happen when you did it. So you get nothing from me. You get no sympathy from me. You got paid. Good for you. It was never about growing the game. Let's just be honest about it. It was about creating enough of a diversion that the PGA Tour would have to recognize you guys, and somehow the Saudis would do what they've done in Formula One, what they've done in EPL, English Premier League, buying teams, getting a seat at the table in the most powerful sports leagues in the world. They wanted to do that in golf, and it's failed. And it's failed miserably. And what's really interesting now, all those giant contracts that they took all those players away from, those contracts are about to end. What happens now? What happens next? Look, there are players that went on the LIV Tour, and they were honest about it. Richard Bland, who went, I think, the longest in DP or European Tour history without winning before finally winning an event. He said, look, I'm in my 50s. They're offering me more money than I've ever made in my life. Of course I'm going to take it. Harold Varner, same way. He said, and Harold's a friend of mine, by the way. He said, Trey, they offer me so much money, I don't think I'll ever make this on the PGA Tour. Change my family. That I get. But for the John Rahms of the world, the Dustin Johnsons, the Brooks Koepka, you already had generational wealth. You already had all that kind of money. But Dustin Johnson said it best. He said, I didn't take the LIV deal to play more golf. I took it to play less. He has checked out. He doesn't care anymore. Phil did it to help his gambling debts, which, by the way, good for him. I'm glad he solved it. All that kind of stuff. You didn't do it to grow the game. You didn't do it to grow the game. You took the money. Just be honest about it. You took the money. LIV, the Saudis, they took a shot. And good for them. Swing or swing, shoot or shoot. They f***ing missed. And no one cares. And it's really interesting to see what happens going forward. How long are the Saudis with that PIF, the Public Investment Fund, which has billions of dollars in it, how much more are they willing to squander if it doesn't give them anything they want? Which is attention and a seat at the table.
And that's the question we've been asking, right? Like, how long are they going to...
He's saying that the Saudi investors, et cetera, they want to be part of the world of golf, and it just didn't work.
And remember, all these negotiations have been taking place where it seemed like they were close, and we just have gradually heard less and less in terms of PGA,
so much
LIV.
Less. Yeah.
And so, to Trey Wingo's point, if the people who are funding LIV aren't getting it. This, how long has it been since LIV? 3 years?
That's a good question.
Most of these contracts seem like they are 3, maybe 4 years. So we get into the 3 or 4 year mark, and they haven't made any progress to getting where they thought they were going to get.
Yeah, June 2022.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're closing in on 3 years. Oh, no, we've already passed 3 years. We're going on 4 years. And they haven't gotten anything. I mean, at one point, it seemed like, I remember us sitting there like, man, LIV looked like they're about to bleed PGA dry.
Yeah.
And that has not happened.
And there was a whole negotiation thing between them that never worked out. And I think at a certain point, PGA Tour was
like, you know what?
We could do this ourselves.
Yep. That's what it seems like.
Direct shot at Phil Mickelson, though.
Man. Man.
He took the money to pay his gambling debts.
Nobody can argue on Phil's behalf, can they?
I don't know.
He said, good for Phil.
Yeah.
Good for Phil.
But I've always been fine with the guys like Harold Varner and Richard Bland.
They've
because
been very
they said,
from the very
yes,
beginning.
That's fine with me. Yeah. If you're like, hey, they offered me money that I won't ever have, my kids won't ever have to worry about things for the rest of their lives, then I get that. That's cool. It's okay for you to go take that job. But when you're saying, hey, I did it because I, like, I'll say it.
Phil Mickelson
the whole time was he started this whole thing because of he was saying the PGA Tour owned too much of their content. So if Phil wanted to use a swing during a major, he would have to pay the PGA Tour to get that content to be able to use it in like a commercial or something like that. This is how it all started. It's not about making golf better because these events are not better. I've watched them. They're terrible. I cannot get behind them. And it's really hurt golf for me. And I think...
How many of us have stopped watching golf the way we did prior to Liv taking over? I put two
both hands
up.
In the air. I gotta say I'm the same because I really only get into golf for the four majors, and I still do.
You still watch them?
I still watch the four majors.
Fair enough.
Very what about
little.
The fifth major?
I have stopped watching the majors.
You mean
the players, TOC? The fifth major.
I would have if I would have been aware that my guy...
Charlie Hoffman.
No, Jay... No, the win.
Oh, James Spahn.
James, yeah, Spahn at JJ.
JJ
was
yeah.
If I'd have known he was in the running, I probably would have watched, but I didn't know. So I didn't watch.
And when these guys come back, I don't know how they're going to be accepted because you know what? They went to Live, made a bunch of money.
I think the dudes who were honest from the get go got a better shot of getting back in than the cats that, you know.
Brooks, Dustin Johnson. I mean, Brooks has already been over
PGA
for years.
Does the PGA Tour say to Brooks Koepka, you can't play?
I don't think they do.
The answer is no.
I don't think they do.
Because
any
at, that
of those
point,
guys.
At that point, then you're furthering the rift in golf by
not
saying
that
he can't do
that. You're also hurting your own self, right? Because those guys can add to the tour and make it a better tour just by being a part of it.
Yeah. It's. I have a feel. I mean,. I have a feeling they're going to go as long as possible just to prove a point.
I don't doubt that at all.
They just want to prove that, hey, we can hang in this world, even though no one watches their stuff.
Oh, you're talking about Liv.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think the point that Trey was making about them having to keep forking up money and they're not getting really anything out of it other than their own golf.
This PIF fund is everywhere. They're a part of... American sports teams, they're a part of the EPL, as you said, Formula One.
That's his point, is that they all want seats at the tables of these individual sports, but it hasn't quite worked for the PGA as it's worked for Formula One, as all these European soccer teams that they're all involved in.
I really thought they thought, we're just going to throw a bunch of money at this and the results will just happen, but it didn't.
It might have if more... Not enough went over there.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It just wasn't
enough. Had they got Tiger to go when that first started, I think you would have saw more guys
potentially
jump ship.
How do you buy a guy who doesn't need money?
I mean, that was their problem. He had
But we've went through this enough. How much is enough for anyone?
Right.
I mean, does Taylor Swift really need to charge an extra $6 to release another song? I mean, how much does she need? I'm not criticizing her. I'm saying this is what people do.
What's her is she a billionaire yet?
No, this subject has already turned the wrong way.
While you're looking at that...
She's worth $1.6 billion.
Did you just see that? I'm sorry. First, ball hit up the middle in the Toronto Yankees game. I don't want to say his name.
Schlittler.
Yeah, he had a great chance to catch it. He pulled his glove back thinking there was a fielder behind him, and there was no one there, and it got through.
Oh, boy. Yeah, he should have grabbed it.
He doesn't want it enough.
He's
probably going to yawn next.
Right,
it looked like
say.
He was. But the ball rolled past the guy who was yawning, Jazz Chisholm, in the right center field.
That's why it got past him. He was yawning.
By the way, Cubs win. So the Cubs fans can start their hearts again. Their season continues for at least another day. 4-3, Cubs. Almost the whole game was the first inning. The Brewers got one. The Cubs got four. And,
look at the amount of the runs in the first inning, first two innings of the series.
Yeah, the series. There's been so many runs scored in the first inning. Cubs got all four in the first, and then they hang on. So they win. They stay alive earlier today. The Tigers stayed alive. Now two more teams are trying to stay alive tonight. Yankees 1-1 in the fifth. And I almost said Eagles. Phillies. Are the baseball team there taking on the Dodgers? That's a 7 o'clock start.
The Dodgers.
This is the last day of the year that we're going to have four baseball games in one day.
Oh, that's right.
Heartbreaking.
Yes.
Jeff Passan let me know that.
Break.
Jeff Passan's very. He likes to story tell. I think.
I think he's okay.
No, I'm not saying that he's bad.
Are you anti-Jeff Passan?
No. It's just when he does tweet about Shohei Ohtani, I get a little angry because it's just way too complimentary.
The guy I'm getting a little tired on that, not tired, but he's testing me on that stage, Schefter.
Adam Schefter.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to start getting stuff right.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop believing him.
Because he said that Mark Sanchez was robbed.
That didn't
Instead
help.
Of being the aggressor.
He's missed a few.
Yes.
Sacrifice fly. Blue Jays go up 2-1. Top of five. We take a beer ache.
A beer ache?
We can yawn all we want until we come back on 97 through the fan.
5:35 on the clock. Last segment of the happy hour. Scraby Chronicles follows. Got back into the groove this week with the Scraby Chronicles. Starting yesterday, really, was the first day officially back. You're going to get your gripe. I don't know what it's going to be today. But you know Scraby's always got a good one for you.
It's not going to be as good of a gripe as what I think this one is. I just clicked over for some reason. There's a story on here that your guy, Tony, in fantasy, Marvin Harrison, excited this week because he's playing against the Colts, his dad's old team, his first time ever. So there's a story. So I called it up, and there's one of those little boxes here with the beginning of a video. If I hit the arrow, it'll play the video.
Right.
And it says, Rex Ryan rips into Amari DiMercato after his costly fumble in the end zone, and there's a picture of Rex Ryan. Just looks like he is loaded for bear. Like, ah! And
That's how they get you to click on him. Man, he looks angry.
He looks so angry that I'm going to click on this later to see what did he rip him. But, you know, Rex Ryan would rip anybody for anything, I'm pretty sure.
Rex Ryan is trying so hard to be relevant.
I don't disagree. But I also like a lot what he says. So what can I tell you?
Well, then there's his fan base. I mean,
I'm not the only one who has to. You don't like what he says? Do you like anything he says?
I think he's just over the top.
What he's saying isn't
good. It's just like over the top and in a lot of cases unnecessary. His points, I think he's spot on, but I think he loses me when he starts, you know.
Well, I was going to play this. It's only 48 seconds, but there's no way to hear it from my computer.
Bummer.
And plus, he's probably swearing.
Well, if he's on ESPN, then he's fine. Yeah. But he really
don't you just kind of want to hear a little of... I mean, this is Rex Ryan versus a guy who dropped the football before he crossed the goal line. This is like giving Bobby Knight a shot.
I think this guy's back has been kicked in for most of the week. I don't think we need to hear Rex again.
This is Bobby Knight. After a player, you know, I don't know, runs the wrong play.
It's certainly a good deal for, you know, coach like Bobby Knight that he was coaching in the era that he was coaching.
No, he did. You're right.
He might not have been a fan of
Bobby Knight.
I've never been a fan of Bobby Knight.
No.
But, you know,
I don't like it when people use intimidation to get their point across.
Well, maybe he doesn't seem like your type of guy.
No, I would never go play at Indiana, let me tell you.
But you got to admit, when Ben Higgins is interviewing him for the Aztec pregame show and he asks him a question and he answers it, and then Ben asks him a second one, he sticks the mic up and he's gone. That's funny.
That is funny.
That is funny.
Poor Ben.
But it also speaks to
he's still standing there holding the mic.
You know who I also couldn't really get behind for a while
was an old school favorite?
Yeah, Mike Leach.
Rest in peace, Mike. I did enjoy his alien conversations,
but there was some weirdness.
He had some funny stuff, but he also might have locked that poor kid in the...
Not might have.
He did.
Oh, he did?
He definitely locked.
Yeah.
I think was that Craig James' son, right?
Yeah, Craig was not happy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be either.
Yeah, he would have to see me on that one.
Speaking of Craig James, his Pony Express partner, Eric Dickerson... Not a fan of Bad Bunny, apparently. If you want to see his comments, you're more than welcome. I'm not going to reread them.
Oh.
Yeah.
This Bad Bunny thing has caused a lot of controversy,
too. A lot of stir.
Bad Bunny, the first time I ever really... And this is going to be embarrassing because I don't do the music thing. Happy Gilmore, too. He was hilarious in Happy Gilmore, too.
Don't do the music thing.
I don't. I'm not good at music.
You don't listen to music? What are you, the only guy on earth?
No, I not really. I listen to a lot of podcasts.
Okay.
A lot of podcasts. Way too many podcasts.
That's probably the problem.
Too many fantasy football podcasts.
You need some rhythm in your life, man.
Too many true crime podcasts.
Yeah, I have a question for Tony.
What do you got?
I have, unofficially, because I haven't looked recently, about 640 songs downloaded in my phone. How many do you have? Just out of curiosity. Do you know?
You still have it on your phone?
Yes.
I still have a lot of music on my phone.
Really?
Okay. So
you don't play your music off your phone?
No,
then.
I listen mostly off my phone.
Okay, so how many would you say you have? Over 640?
I don't even know if my thing has...
Has a number?
Has a number. I'm going to look for you.
All right, but here's my question.
Is that the bottom?
Do you think you and I have one song that is the same?
This is a great question.
That is a great question.
We might
Could
have to do this
we
for
have
Friday
one
or something.
Song that is
I think
the same.
We do. I think we do.
All right, I'm going to take a guess at what I think it could be.
It's going to have to be something.
I know I have this, so I don't know if you do.
It's going to be in my dad's catalog for sure.
Oh. Oh, you have some of your dad? Okay, yeah. Well, then we probably for sure do.
That's
I was going to say Eminem, Lose Yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
those are easy
ones. We got one.
Okay. I think we would have matched up a few more in like the 70s, 80s.
Okay, yeah, for sure then.
Yeah. Yeah,
do you
sure.
both
get
have
your dad's stuff?
A yeah. Michael Jackson song?
With that, I got every almost every Michael Jackson song.
This is not so... Yeah, difficult.
So that was a good call. All right. But when I first asked the question, it seemed a
it
possibility.
It seemed like it might be good.
It yeah. might be a possibility.
Do you have the Cars on your phone?
The Cars?
Yeah,
no.
The group, the Cars.
I don't think I have the Cars.
That's
no
Chris's
cars?
Favorite
That's
group.
My favorite.
I
he has a shirt.
I certainly don't have your
don't have Barry?
Barry. I definitely don't have any Barry.
Chris has a shirt of an album cover of the Cars, which has a...
it's quite provocative,
a woman in a bikini. And like, every time Chris wears this, I see it
you
and
think
I'm
it's
just
too
like,
much.
I can't look at you. I can't look at you.
It's an actual album cover, so I don't think it should be frowned upon. But I will say, I ordered it, then it came in. And I got it, and I opened it up, and I looked at it, and I said,
"Uh-oh,
I don't know that Lori's going to be thrilled with this." And then I wore it, and she goes, "Ah, my shirt." So I was surprised. She liked it.
Famous All Day says, "Scraby, if you listen to Bad Bunny, you'd get three girlfriends simultaneously."
He's a little help for you, Scraby.
I guess.
I don't think you need that help in these days.
But I don't want to listen to Bad Bunny, so. But
how about Billy Joel? No Billy Joel?
I don't have any Billy Joel.
Bruce Springsteen?
There might be a U2 song on there somewhere.
U2, okay. Yeah. Now, I have a few of those.
And I'm still
I don't know which one it is, but I know there's one. All right, let's get to our interview. We had Matt Snyder on early to talk a little bit about the Padres, where they're moving, or where they're moving. No, moving's not
moving
right
and
word.
Shaking.
There we go, moving and shaking. Here we go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I guess it's nice of us to have you on after you eliminated our Padres as well last week.
Sorry.
You're welcome.
Well, I had no hand in that.
No, you didn't do any. You did nothing wrong at all. You did nothing wrong. The Padres did plenty wrong. But, you know, it was a pitcher series. There was only 11 runs scored in the entire series. I don't know that anybody truly saw that coming. And then, you know, come to find out that maybe Wrigley Field is just a hard place to hit when you play games at that time of day. I don't know if that was an excuse or not.
No,
but
it's real.
Okay, it is real.
Yeah.
Talk about it a little bit.
I mean, okay, so there's this notion lingering over baseball fandom that Wrigley Field's very, very hitter friendly. And probably when I was growing up, when Tony was growing up, that was probably the case, especially when the wind was blowing out. When the
right.
winds, I always say it's the most Jekyll and Hyde park in baseball, because when the wind is blowing out, you have stuff like that Cubs Diamondbacks game earlier this year, which was one of the most ridiculous games. I'd have to look up the score, but it was something like 14-13. It was absurd. But when the wind is blowing in hard, it becomes like T-Mobile
yeah.
Park.
Yeah.
You can barely score, and you have to hit it as hard as, say, a Suzuki did, or as hard as Manny Machado did to hit a home run when the wind's blowing in. It's really, really hard. So the thing about it nowadays, I have no idea. I'm not a meteorologist, but for some reason, it blows in almost all the time now. Like, I went to check this morning, and when I went and clicked on my weather app, I was like, I don't know why I'm even checking. It's going to be blowing in. And sure enough, it was 10 miles per hour straight in from center. So it's just, it blows in almost all the time now.
Yeah, we got a firsthand taste of that. I mean, it was different levels of blowing in, but that no point.
There were a lot of fly balls for both teams that could have been home runs on different days.
No doubt. At no point in that series was any flag pointing in a direction of any of the outfield walls. They were all, at best, it was cutting across. I should ask you about the Padres a little bit. They come up short a little bit, second year with 90-plus wins, blase blah. Obviously, the goal is to win a World Series. Just from the outside looking in, where do you think this team goes? Obviously, power is something that this team needs to address, but there seems to be some question marks out there still.
Well, you're going to have to look at the rotation again because, you know, Dylan Cease and Michael King are both free agents, right?
Yes.
So you have to start there. And Yu Darvish heading to the age 39 season, I don't know how much more is in the tank there. So you have to figure out that rotation because it's a grind to get through the regular season as it is. But when you don't have six or seven starting pitchers these days, you can get behind the eight ball there. And you don't want to overwork that bullpen. That bullpen is going to continue to be a strength. You can operate the way that they did in the playoffs and make a deep run, but you can't do that in the regular season, as you know. So they need some starters who can eat innings and take some of that pressure off the relievers during the regular season. But yeah, like there's got to be some more power there. They were one of the lowest volume home run teams in all of baseball. I think you could say you should probably be able to count on more home runs from at least Tatis and Merrill. At a bare minimum right there. And then maybe even a couple more from Manny. He's getting up to age 33 next year, but I think you can say, hey, Manny can hit 35 in a season still at his age. And it's just a little bit natural right there without even having to add from outside the organization there. Obviously, left field was such a huge problem before the trade deadline, and you can't go through that again.
Well, you should have Laureano back. It's a cheap club option. And just to be clear, Michael King is not a free agent. He has a mutual option between him and the Padres.
Okay. I had him on my list. I must be thinking like he's not going to – because he will probably get a pretty decent contract to offer in the offseason at this point. So maybe my thought process – sorry, it's hard to stay on top of every single option for a dude in the league.
Yeah, I can't believe you don't know them all, really.
Yeah, I should have everything.
Straight get somebody else, will you, please?
You'd be surprised, man. People say that to me. Like,
no
how
shot.
Do you not know that? I'm like, man, there's 750 players in the majors. I can't memorize every single contract.
No doubt.
But, yeah, it's for me, it's the obvious stuff. Like, A.J. Preller is going to be aggressive. Get the right guys in the rotation and then find a way to inject more power in the offense. But I do think that there's hope for a natural improvement on the power. When you look at Merrill and Tatis, even having Laureano for the whole year, because he seems like he's got a decent power stroke going at this point in his career. So, I mean, I don't think you can definitely say like, let's just run it back, but you know, Preller's not going to do that anyway.
Right.
So, I think they're in good shape to be in a similar position heading into the playoffs. And then it's just a matter of everything breaking right, and it just hasn't happened at this point. But that doesn't mean it won't.
Yeah, I think the quick reaction around here, of course, is throw everything out, and it's
with
never going to work. But now we've had a little time here to think things over. But one thing I would say that the power was obvious, and Tony and I talked about it. Power is also usually the most expensive thing to try to acquire, it's going to be hard. One area that I also think would be huge for the Padres, if they could find a way to do it, is to hit better with runners in scoring position. They were, Jekyll and Hyde, but way down near the bottom, and in the series against the Cubs, 3-for-26. But I don't know how you make that better. What do you do? So maybe in general, that'll just be better next year because it's their turn for it to be better. How do you handle that?
The general consensus on that is you just have to get the best players possible because the best players are generally going to hit the best with runners in scoring position because it's not necessarily a predictive skill. That is, and there's a great example out there in baseball history, relatively recent baseball history, and it was Aaron Craig of the Cardinals. He was like the best hitter with runners.
Alan Craig, right?
Alan Craig, my bad. Yes. I went to high school with a dude named Aaron Craig.
There you go. Hey, I'm to Alan that Craig, age. I'm Alan doing Craig that as well.
Those, yeah, Alan Craig on those Cardinals teams was like the – I'd have to look up the years, but off the top of my head,
amazing.
I remember he was like the best with runners in scoring position in baseball history for 2 years. And then all of a sudden, he was terrible because it's just kind of coincidence on when you're batting against what pitcher with runners in scoring position. Generally speaking – throughout baseball history, the best with runners in scoring position are the best players. Like Miguel Cabrera was amazing because he was amazing all the time.
Right.
So, you know, I'm sure there are some people would say you need a hitting coach who has a certain approach. Somebody like Tony, who actually played in the majors, would know that better than I would. But the general consensus in the community where I come from is just get the best players, and that sorts itself out.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Matt Snyder joins us here, CBS Sports. And Matt, one of the we've talked about the players, but A.J. Preller is going into his last year of this contract, and there's been no word of an extension yet. I mean, you can't imagine. Can you imagine a scenario in which they don't re-up with A.J. Preller?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's likely, but yeah, you could definitely see. I mean, especially because I believe the ownership situation is still in flux, right? Like there's all that. Yeah. And AJ likes to spend and he likes to wheel and deal. And I mean, if you got to a point where somebody was controlling the money and the salaries and said, get this guy out of here, I'm tired of him spending too much, you could definitely see a scenario where he would be gone. But I don't think that they want to change right now because of the success factor and making runs of the playoffs relatively regularly with a deep run mixed in there. I think that whoever finally fully gets the reins is going to say, I can't make this bad of a PR move because he's done enough winning here. Then again, there might be a good number of people who do want him gone. So
it depends what the score of the game is, honestly, yeah, around here. Yeah, let me ask you this, because Tony and I both are on record. I think I'm on record. Tony, I think, was pretty in agreement. I say if the Padres do make a change there, it's a mistake. And the reason I say that is because even if you kind of don't think AJ's the guy, who are you going to just bring in that's automatically going
to
be better? I mean,
and
do teams ever think of that when they make changes?
Some do. Some definitely don't.
Yeah, right.
I mean, like the Colorado Rockies, no, they don't think anything through, for example.
Yeah.
But, you know, I would – honestly, I would leave him. I know that some people don't like how aggressive he is, for example, trading a top three prospect in baseball for Mason Miller. But my thing is, if you look at this team right now, they're constructed to win now. That prospect is in Class A. Maybe he turns out to be amazing, but sometimes guys in Class A, when they're a top five, top 10 prospect, don't end up being that great. I would rather just try to win now. And you look, if the Padres would have found a way to beat the Cubs in game three, you never know. They might be up 2-0 over the Brewers right now with Mason Miller being one of the biggest X factors in the playoffs. So I kind of liked that move in terms of, hey, we're going for it. And he does go for it pretty much every year. And especially when you see so many smaller market teams trade away guys when they get even close to free agency. I like that Preller is aggressive and just goes for it and doesn't prospect hug. And the opposite of that would be the Baltimore Orioles, who built up all those prospects and everybody thought they're going to be so good for so many years. They haven't won a playoff game, and this year they weren't even good. Yeah. And I'm not sure they're going to be good next year either. I'm not.
Interesting. But yeah, I
agree.
We're there, Matt. Go back to your game. 4-1, Cubs did add a run, so we got you one while you were on.
Oh, I was looking.
Yeah, I know you were.
That's probably why I said the wrong name.
I know. It was Pete Crow Craig, the old Cardinal. And thank you for not swearing when Shaw struck out there with two on to end the inning. So
I'm good, man.
That's great. Great job by you. Good luck to your team, and thanks for everything you do, as always, for us.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Always appreciate Matt Snyder joining us. That's going to do it for Gwen and Chris Gravy Chronicles. Up next tomorrow, short show, Thursday Night Football, Giants, Eagles. getting after it.
The Barkley Bowl.
Right now, Eric Lauer facing Trent Grisham.
Oh,
battle of former Padres. What was A.J. Preller thinking? They could have had both of these guys. You can explain in the Chronicles.
I would love to.
The error of his ways. The error of his ways.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a good night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.